Welcome back to another episode of Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com. And today I wanted to talk about a tweet I tweeted yesterday on Help for Parents on Twitter. And it was basically to listen closely. And what I meant by that in that tidbit is when you listen closely, you're not thinking about what you're going to say next. Because if you're thinking about what you're going to say next, you've stopped listening. And when we listen closely, we learn a whole lot more of what's really going on with our child. I think about, you know, when our kids are really, really young and they don't speak yet in our language, but they're always sending messages. So if you listen closely with your ears and with your heart, you pick up a lot more information. You learn a lot more about your child. I had the great honor of taking care of my goddaughter today while her sister was being born. And it was magical to communicate in that way, to follow along with what she was really trying to communicate and who she is. I learned so much about her, even though she's not speaking yet. And it was great fun to use those skills, because we use them every day in our life anyway, but we may not be conscious to them. But when you listen closely, you're shifting your focus on to what you're listening to. Nothing else. What are you listening to? And it's not what are you hearing. It's really about listening with all parts of yourself, with all your different senses. And when you probably notice that when somebody's really listening closely to you, you feel connected with them. You feel heard. You feel honored. You feel valued for what you're sharing. Whereas if we're listening sort of superficially, we know the difference when somebody is sitting across from us and listening superficially and they're not really there. We know. No matter what you do or what your body language is like, sometimes it's blatantly obvious that you're not listening, but we know on many different areas and many different ways whether someone is listening closely. And so when you listen closely, you're valuing your child. And that raises their self-esteem because they feel valued and feel honored. It raises your self-esteem because you're actually present in the moment and really connecting human to human and spirit to spirit with your child. And that builds a really strong relationship with your child that's going to last forever. Because your child will know that you care enough to listen. And if you're really busy and you can't listen completely right now, you can let them know. You can say, "Can you hold on 1 second, honey? I want to really hear what you're saying, but I'm in the middle of something right now and I'm almost done." Or, you know, "I really can't listen right now because I'm focusing on the road. It's bad traffic. Can we talk about it when we get to our destination? Can you remember what you wanted to say so I can really hear it? Because I don't want to miss that." Even that is honoring who your child is and that you really want to hear it. And then remember when you stop at your location to turn around and look them in the eye, or get out and look them in the eye and say, "Okay, let me know. Let's hear what you wanted to share." There is always a way to let your child know that they are being heard, even if you can't hear them right now. So just speak to them about it. Be completely honest. You know, that's one of my 7 tips, is to be completely honest with your child. So if you can't focus in this moment, then let them know. If you're very frustrated about something and you know they've got something that they want to share with you from their heart that has nothing to do with your frustration, you can let them know, "I'm really frustrated right now and I don't want to spoil what you want to share with me. Can you give me a minute? I'm going to take some deep breaths. I'm going to maybe scream, so block your ears. I'm just going to scream or growl for a minute so I can get rid of some of this frustration. And then I'll be ready to hear you." then they know you're frustrated and you're allowed to be frustrated. So it teaches them they're allowed to be frustrated. There's a correct way to get rid of frustration, not at somebody else, but to let it go so they're not carrying it around. And you've let them know that you really want to hear what they have to say. So use your imagination, be creative, be honest, and listen closely without having anything else on your mind, without thinking what you're going to say next in answer to what they're saying. They may be sharing something and you want to turn it into a teaching moment. Let it go for now and listen closely. When they're finished speaking, then start processing what they've said and think about what you want to say next. But in the moment, really listen. Because while you're thinking about what you're going to say next, you might be missing out on some key pieces. It's two words that have a huge impact on parenting, on self-esteem, yours and your child's, and on building relationships, which, you know, that's what I'm all about. Listen closely. There's so much in those two words. I hope this has been really helpful. It's been really helpful for me to be speaking it again and hearing it again, because even when I'm with other people, it's not only for children, it's for anybody in your life. So it's a good reminder to really be present with people and listen closely. Have a fabulous day with your child, and I'll talk to you again next time.